relatively simple. I need two linearly independent solutions. And I can choose any two linearly independent solutions, and I decide to specify these two linearly independent solutions in terms of saying that one of my solutions, psi 1, is 1 at 0, and its derivative is 0 at 0. This sounds like a cosine, right? A cosine would be 1 at 0, and its derivative would be 0 at 0. In my other solution, I decide that the boundary condition should be that its value is 0 at 0, and the derivative is 1 at 0. And this sounds like a sine. So I'm looking for two linearly independent solutions, and I decided to use these boundary conditions. I could have decided to use other boundary conditions. There's no rule that I had to use these boundary conditions. I just need two linearly independent solutions. But to be concrete, I decided to use these boundary conditions. And then in region one, the solution does look like a cosine, just like this. And in region two, no, this is still region one, but the other solution. So these are the two solutions in region one. One of the linearly independent solutions is a cosine. The other one is a sine. Okay, so that looks good. And now I have to match the boundary conditions to region two. And here it starts to look a little bit complicated. But these are my two linearly independent solutions for region two. And you look, there's an x here. So this is cosine of x. And there's an x there. So, and this is then the sine with this x. And this stuff out in front is not a function of x. It's a coefficient. And it's the coefficient that I need to match the boundary conditions. So in region two, there are two linearly independent solutions, and they're some coefficient times cosine and some coefficient times the sine, like this. And at this point, it's not important to try to memorize what these functions are. The important point is just to remember that it's possible to calculate these functions. I can calculate these solutions in both regions.